Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. This will be a special of Yom HaAtzma'ut, but guess what? It's of May 7th, 1981. 1981 is 40 years ago. Yes, I had been on the air for a few years in 1977. Of course, 1978, that was the year when I played my old records, my old 78 RPM, and we called it 78 in 78. Those were the good old days. That goes back quite a few years. And then I got my own show at Seton Hall University. It was a one-hour drive time show from 6 to 7. A couple of years later, then I moved to Sunday evenings for 2 hours. But this was a one-hour program, and I thought you would find it of interest to go back 40 years. Let's see, if you're under 60, you probably wouldn't even know that this existed. Well, 40, but if you were 20 years old and you weren't listening to Jewish music, well, you were missing an awful lot. In any event, let's get to this program again of 40 years ago. I think you should find it of interest. This is an early Yom HaAtzma'ut program.
Good evening, this is Charlie Bernhardt, bringing you an hour of Jewish soul. Broadcast every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 7 p.m. The show is coming to you from WSOU 89.5 FM, Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. In the background, you hear the theme from Exodus, and guess what? Today is Yom HaAtzma'ut, the anniversary of the 33rd anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. And we'll be dedicating this program to Yom HaAtzma'ut. Last week we were commemorating Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust. And tonight, the rebirth. Each week we bring to you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music with some comedy thrown in every once in a while. If you would like me to announce a forthcoming event for your nonprofit organization, please send me a type notice to The Jewish Hour, WSOU, Seton Hall University, South Orange, New Jersey, 07079. And if you have any requests or you would like to give some comments, you can call me right here at 201-762-8950. That's 201-762-8950. Well, how was your day? It is gorgeous out. Just beautiful. And you should be in a good mood. On a good day like today, you should be in a good mood. Well, we'll try to put you in one, that's for sure. Let's start, before we get to the music, we'll be playing some albums, recordings of very famous people from the past and the present. Let's just start with a record that was made in 1959, and it's narrated by Eleanor Roosevelt. And it's of Abba Eben. Eben? Abba Eben. Okay, let's just listen to a few of his words. Get us in a Yom HaAtzma'ut mood.
Thousands of years ago, a people, a land, and a language came together, and the course of man's life and thought was lifted to a new point of elevation. Then, for centuries, this pattern was split asunder. The people, the land, and the language were separated, and tragedy and danger befell them all. Separated each from the other, none of these three achieved the creative potency which they each knew when they lived together. What is modern Israel except the reunion of this people, land and language, in a sublime fulfillment of history's cycle? A bridge thrown across the gulf of continents and generations to symbolize the unity of all historic experience.
It is a voice filled with echoes, and when you listen to it, bit by bit, the portrait of a nation takes shape. You can see the city of Tel Aviv on a warm evening in spring. The wind is soft in the cypress trees. At the edge of the Mediterranean, the sea breaks in long, gentle waves. Crowds press through the streets. There is a crackle of excitement, like summer lightning, the sense of something profound about to happen. And then, exactly at midnight, a figure steps out on a balcony and begins to read a proclamation. By virtue of the natural and historic right of the Jewish people and the resolution of the General Assembly of the United Nations, we hereby proclaim the establishment of the Jewish state in Palestine, to be called Medinat Yisrael, the State of Israel. With trust in Almighty God, we set our hand to this declaration. Sabbath Eve, the 5th of Iyar, the 14th day of May, 1948. And so a new nation is born. And all its dreams and hopes come alive on the tongue of this man, whose name is Abba Eben. The first hour of independence comes alive.
Nobody who lived that hour will ever forget its mingled sentiment. Israel was no sooner born than her very survival was imperiled. The gust of universal joy which swept the house of Israel and moved men of generous heart in every land was attended also by anguish and suspense. High opportunity and deadly danger, supreme ecstasy and icy fear came together in that moment side by side. As the specter of destruction hovered over us, we looked upon our newborn republic with a sense of the awesome fragility of all cherished things. A few decades ago, the prospect that an independent Jewish state could be established in its ancient homeland appeared so fantastic as to bring its advocates under suspicion of insanity. Statesmen and diplomats to whom the idea was broached in the early years of the First World War were startled at hearing so eccentric an idea even submitted to their official attention. A British ambassador in Paris, to whom our first president, Dr. Chaim Weizmann, summarized this project in 1915, wrote in his diary that he had encountered a remarkable contradiction. A man of eminent scientific attainments, with a keen power of rational analysis, who on this particular issue appeared to have gone completely off his head. And back in London, Prime Minister Asquith expressed surprise that one of his cabinet colleagues of Jewish faith, normally a man of excessive rationalism, was affected with delirium on this special point. Yet within a single lifetime, we have passed from a world in which the existence of an independent Israel seemed inconceivable into a world which seems inconceivable without its existence.
The first months of liberty were wreathed in smoke and gunfire. Tanks rumbled through the wheat fields. Sniper bullets laced the streets of Haifa. Jerusalem lay under siege. And yet, somehow, within 100 days, it was clear to the world that Israel would survive.
Yes, Israel would survive and has survived. Well, those were the words of Abba Eben and Eleanor Roosevelt. Have you been to Israel yet? And what are you waiting for? Life is going by, and Israel's waiting for you. You should go there if you haven't been there. It's quite an experience. I always called Israel, if you had to define what it was, I would say, it's the place where if they call you a dirty Jew, you must really be a dirty Jew. Anyway, it's an interesting experience. I've been there 5 times and lived on the kibbutz for a year, and I'll be back there a few more times, God be willing. Let's hear a song, Milk and Honey, from the original Broadway cast recording. This was produced a few years back, 1961.
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is a world of good and plenty, humble and proud and young and strong. And this is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. This is the land that
kind of bitter and the milk's a little sour.
This is the world.
Do you know the pebble is the state's official flower? How about the tensions, political dissensions, and no one ever mentions that the scenery is barren and torrid and arid and horrid? And how about the border when the Syrians attack? How about the Arab with the rifle in your back? How about the water when there is a vet is blind? But this lovely land is mine.
Dry and barren, what if the morning sun is mean to us? For this is a state of mind we live in. We want it green, and so it's green to us. For when you have wonderful plans for tomorrow, somehow even today looks fine. So what if it's rock and dust and sand?
This lovely land is mine.
This lovely land is mine.
This lovely land is mine.
This lovely land is mine. This lovely land is mine.
This lovely land is ours. Yes, it's there for us. You should go. Well, let's hear Chaim Weizmann, some of his words. He was the first president of Israel.
For centuries, Jews had been scattered to the far corners of the world and had assumed many nationalities. Chaim Weizmann had a simple answer for the Arabs who said that because of that dispersion, there was no longer a Jewish national identity.
The one thing I would have ever liked to say at present, without, before I enter upon the subject of my statement to you, is that I was rather somewhat disappointed to find out that I'm not a Jew, that I'm a Khazar, a Tatar, a Turk, anything but a Jew. I don't know whether the proof is valid or not, that I feel like a Jew, I have suffered like a Jew, and I intend to remain a Jew in spite of the previous speaker's argumentation.
In spite of the previous speaker's argumentation. That was Chaim Weizmann. Of course, one of the things that we pray for, certainly, is peace in Israel. And they've been through the many wars. And perhaps one of the more popular songs to come out after the last war is a song called HaMilchama HaAchrona. And in this song, the father is promising his child that this will be the last war. Ani maftiach lach shezot tia HaMilchama HaAchrona. And this is done by Yoram Gaon. A beautiful thought.
Ani Martin. ילדה שלי קטנה, שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה. אני מבטיח לך, ילדה שלי קטנה,
that's Yoram Gaon. And this is Charlie Bernhout bringing you a special program dedicated to Yom HaAtzmaut, the birth of Israel. And we are playing songs concerning Israel, its birth, and our hope for peace. I'd like to announce that Temple B'nai Israel in Irvington, New Jersey will be presenting Moshe Stern and Tibor Kellen, two of perhaps the best cantors around, on Sunday, May 17th at 8 p.m. That's 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. There are reserved seats, $8 and $10. If you haven't heard Moshe Stern or Tibor Kellen, I guarantee a wonderful evening if you have any feeling for Chazanut at all. This is Temple B'nai Israel in Irvington, New Jersey on Nye Avenue. You can call me for ticket information or call the temple. That will be Sunday, May 17th at 8 p.m. I'd like to announce that next Thursday evening, we're going to have Name That Chazan, and we will be giving away a couple of tickets to that concert. But you can buy the tickets now. So you'll have a couple extra tickets if you win. That will be next Thursday evening. On the theme of peace, let's hear Oh Say Shalom by the Duo Darom.
Shalom, Ya'ase Shalom, Shalom Aleinu ve'al Kol Yisrael. Ya'ase Shalom, Ya'ase Shalom, Shalom Aleinu ve'al Kol Yisrael. Ya'ase Shalom, Ya'ase Shalom, Shalom Aleinu ve'al Kol Yisrael. Ya'ase Shalom, Ya'ase Shalom. Ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael.
Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael.
Ya'ase shalom, make peace on Israel and on all the world. Well, that was the Darom duo. By the way, I stand corrected. I did say that it would be in 2 weeks. It's actually a week from this Sunday. The 17th, this Sunday is the 10th, and the following week, which will be the 17th, is when we will be able to hear Moshe Stern and Tibor Kellen, a week from this coming Sunday. Please try to make it. Well, there was a very, very interesting album that was put out to celebrate Israel's 20th anniversary. That was in 1968, and I'll just play a few selections from this album. Many of you I know have it. This is the introductory portion, and later on we'll play Hatikva and Yerushalayim Shel Zahav from this. Wow. Did you feel like doing the horror then? That was quite a rendition. Yes, that's from a London Phase 4 recording celebrating Israel's 20th anniversary. And this is Charlie Bernhead at WSOU 89.5 FM. WSOU, the sound alternative. Imagine 1 hour without one commercial. Isn't that something? Well, a few commercials, yeah. We advertise Moshe Stern and Tibor Kellen and what's going on in your synagogue or temple. But you don't mind that, do you? You know, when you think of it, though, we have lived through some very, very historic times. They're happening so fast, it's hard to believe that in one lifetime we can be bombarded with so many. Certainly the Holocaust, in terms of Jewish history, the Holocaust, the creation of the State of Israel, the several wars. And then, of course, to think that we would live to see the day when there might be a chance for real peace. And when we think back to November 1977, when Anwar Sadat came to Jerusalem, and the subsequent weeks and months when the peace treaty was signed, it's hard to grasp how momentous that event was. Let's go back to that day when Anwar Sadat arrived at the airport, and let's listen to a tape of the radio broadcast at that moment.
This is Israel Broadcasting from Jerusalem. Reuven Morgan reporting.
In just 6 hours from now, the President of Egypt, Anwar Sadat, accompanied by President Katsir and Prime Minister Begin, will be inspecting an Israeli guard of honor at Ben-Gurion Airport. And all over the country, citizens watching their television sets, listening to their radios, will be rubbing their eyes in disbelief.
That was how the midday newsreel hit the airwaves on Saturday, November the 19th, 1977. A seemingly incredible headline. But we soon learned that in the Middle East, the impossible is done immediately.
I'm standing on a grandstand built especially for 2,000 newsmen which are gathered here for the occasion, and the Arab Republic of Egypt airliner has just come down. Here comes President Anwar Sadat coming down the steps, and the crowd is greeting him as the official military band gives a fanfare. President Sadat stands on the steps of the plane, dressed in a light gray suit, waiting for the fanfare to finish before he comes down. Lined up in front of me, directly in front of me, members of the Israeli cabinet, the diplomatic corps, and the two rabbis, the two chief rabbis of Israel. The national anthem of the Arab Republic of Egypt, played here at Ben-Gurion Airport by an Israeli military band, conducted by veteran conductor Major Graziani. And that is the first of the guns, the first of the 21 guns which will be fired here, the 21-gun salute reserved for heads of state. Lit up by the flares and lights in the background, I can see the smoke curling up into the sky from the guns. Security here at the airport is tight, tighter than I have ever seen it for any visiting personage. There are border policemen all over, their green berets flashing, it seems, in the flashlights. And behind me on the terminal roof, border police are mounting guard with machine guns at the ready, just in case there should be any interruption or any interference of the proceedings. This is the biggest news operation ever mounted in Israel. Some thousands of newsmen from all over the world. And now, the plaintive strains of Hatikva, the national anthem of the modern state of Israel, the hope. Perhaps in many ways symbolized by this visit here, President Anwar Sadat of Egypt bringing with him a hope, a faint hope, a big hope, a peace, an end perhaps to a conflict which has existed for many generations. Is now beginning to walk down the red carpet Security men are completely surrounding President Sadat as he approaches Prime Minister Menachem Begin. Mr. Begin is smiling very, very broadly as he talks to President Sadat. President Sadat himself looks a little stern. Doesn't see, now he seems to be smiling, apparently with surprise at the sudden outburst of clapping as he approaches the stand. And he's now greeting Mr. Shamir, the Speaker of the Israeli Knesset. Well, it's happened. After a week of hope, a week of suspense, President Sadat of Egypt has actually landed. This is Shimon Ayalon returning you to News Desk in Jerusalem.
Did you get chills listening to that? It's fantastic. And it happened. And we are alive, and we've been alive to see it. It's beautiful. Of course, in Israel, we know that Hebrew is the national language. I sometimes wonder whether English might be, but it really is Hebrew. And if you would like a little lesson in Hebrew, let's hear the Ruach group give their Hebrew lesson.
That's a girl. Left them his bread and shook on it is a table.
That's a table.
A kise is a chair. And a doobie is a bear. And a chochum is a wise man like your papa.
Yeled is a boy. And Yalda, that's a girl. Left them his bread and shook on is a table. Is a chair, and a doobie is a bear, and a chacham is a wise man like your papa.
Study your Hebrew, it's an important thing to know. Whoa, 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 people will admire you everywhere you go. Whoa, 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 pa pa da pa da da pa pa da da pa 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 da pa.
And a gunner, he's a crook. A busser is beaten. Trait means it's not kosher. A melech is a king. And a malka, that's his queen. And a maven is an expert like your mama.
Sefer, that's a book. And a gunner, he's a crook. A busser is meat. And trait means it's not kosher. A melech is a king, and a malka, that's his queen, and a maven is an expert like your mama.
Study your Hebrew, it's an important thing to know. Whoa, 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 people will admire you everywhere you go. Whoa, 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 ba 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 da da ba ba da da ba 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 da ba.
Shalom means hello, and shalom means goodbye. Shalom means peace, and shalom is a boy's name,
but not a girl's name.
Abba, he's your dad, and a simcha makes him glad. And a malach is an angel like your bubby.
Shalom means hello, and shalom means goodbye. Shalom is peace, and shalom is a boy's name, but not a girl's name. Abba, he's your dad, and a simcha makes him glad. And a malach is an angel like your mother-in-law.
Study your Hebrew, it's an important thing to know. Whoa, 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 people will admire you everywhere you go. Whoa, 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 pa pa da pa da da pa pa da da pa 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 da pa 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 da pa da da pa.
Okay, that was the Ruach group. And we have an announcement that Rabbi Yaakov Spivak will be giving a lecture on the Holocaust at the New York City Technical College, 300 J Street in Brooklyn. That's room 417, Thursday, May 7th. Wait a second. I better check that. Thursday, May 7th, that was today. I better check the dates on that. Well, we'll come back to you. Well, Ari Braun is the head cantor for the Israel Armed Forces. And let's hear a prayer for the state of Israel. This prayer, Avinu Shebashamayim Tzur Yisrael, our Father that is in heaven, Rock of Israel, and its Redeemer, was written in 1948 by the chief rabbis, Herzog and Uziel. And let's hear Ari Braun singing the prayer for the state of Israel.
Chazek, et yedei meginei eretz koresheinu, v'yanechilem elokeinu, Yeshua, v'ateret nitzachon, te'atrem, v'natato shalom, Simchat Olam Sale a sukat shelomecha Chazek, chazek Et yedei meginei eretz koresheinu V'yanechilem elokeinu Yeshua V'ateret nitzachon Simchat Olam le Yosheveya That was Ari Braun with a prayer for the state of Israel. Quite a voice.
reminiscent of Moshe Oysher. I did mention that we will be playing Moshe Stern, and I'd like to remind you that he will be performing on May 17th, Sunday evening, at Temple B'nai Israel, 706 Nye Avenue, Irvington, New Jersey. Cantors Moshe Stern and Tibor Kellen. The seats are reserved, $8 and $10 tickets. You can call here for information or give the temple a call, Irvington, New Jersey. Okay, we did get the dates correct now for Rabbi Yaakov Spivak's talk on the Holocaust. It's the 14th, a week from today, at the New York City Technical College, 300 J Street in Brooklyn, room 417. That will be from 12:15 to 1:30. That's Thursday, May 14th. For information, please call 212-434-1928 or give me a call. Continuing now with our theme on peace, let's hear Seim Shalom, done by Moshe Stern. Oh, grant peace, happiness, blessing, grace, kindness, and mercy to us all and to all Israel, thy people. Moshe Stern.
Kulonu piekot, meyar ponecho, porfeinu lovinu piekot. Watched the unfolding of an epic of biblical proportions. It has witnessed the fulfillment of a prophecy and the completion of a myth as Moshe Dayan and his soldiers prayed at the Wailing Wall and the shofar sounded Israel's total restoration to the Jews.
Without Israel, there is no Jewish people. But Israel needs the total support of all Jews who are prepared to stand up and be counted. From this time on, all those who want to remain Jews must intensify their links and identification with Israel.
For though the Jews had returned to the land itself did not return to them until the sound of the horn was heard in that ruined holy place. In that moment, the stone heart of Jewish memory broke and returned to life.
This is Charlie Bernhout hoping that you enjoy this program dedicated to Yom HaAtzma'ut, the birth of the State of Israel. I'll be back with you next Thursday evening, God be willing, 6:05 to 7 p.m. Don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Word of mouth is the best advertising. It also doesn't cost too much either. I'm here at 201-762-8950. If you have any requests for next week or any comments about the show, please give me a call. I'll be here for about 5 or 10 more minutes. 201-762-8950. 201-762-8950. Shalom, everyone, and we hope you have a good week.
Okay.
הכיכר שופר קורא בהר הבית בעיר העתיקה.
This is the Sound Alternative, 89.5 FM, Seton Hall University's WSO.
Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, and it is the year 2021, and by now you got the idea that this was 40 years ago. My goodness, 40 years ago, what was I? I was 45 at the time. Yeah, my birthday is April 27th, so I'll be 85 years old, 85 years old. And this was when I was 45 years old, it was recorded. Anyway, a little difficulty. These cassettes do wear, don't do well over time, but I think you got most of the gist of the selections. And yes, for 40 years, I've been sitting here thinking of how things have changed in those 40 years, and it's incredible. A dream, that's for sure. Well, thanks for joining with me, and hope you enjoyed going on this little history ride with me. And always interested in your comments and requests at 908-217-1358, 908-217-1358, or cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.